Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. Hey, this is Cindy Freeman, your host at Purpose Talk Radio. And I know, it's been a long time since I've been able to get out here. And decided that today, it needed to happen for a whole bunch of reasons. Being Friday the 13th, having discussions about an election, having all the stuff going on with coronavirus, all kinds of crazy things going on that apparently people just don't know what to do with or about anymore. And I'm hearing a lot of negativity, and that just doesn't fly right with me. Anybody that knows me knows that does not work well. So it is time to come out here and make a change. Plain and simple. You know, how do we do that? What do we do? What's up with all of this? So first of all, let's talk about some housekeeping things. First of all, the song that you just heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Julian Clark. The writers, Julian, Rachel Grace, and myself as True Trinity. It is available on Facebook if you want to hear the rest of it, and that would be a wonderful thing. Actually, on our website, truetrinity.com, is where you can get it. And there's a couple other songs out there also. Purpose Talk Radio has evolved over the years. It started back in December of 2011. It was a lot with readings and mediumship and things like that, and was with Jan Rizal, for those folks who don't may or may not know about all this stuff. And we're able to evolve over the time. And it's changed over time. I was in the background back then, part of the group that wrote the theme song, and then turned into a producer, and now am hosting the show, and even that has evolved over time. You know, I want more to be a positive news network, positive radio, something like that, and that's part of why I'm doing today's show in particular. Someone just reminded me it's also Diwali Day. So, we've got all kinds of reasons to be up here looking at peace and balance today. If you'd like to be part of the show, there's a couple of ways that you can do that. One is to dial into the show, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And you can do that directly. You can join us if you are on Blog Talk Radio. You can scroll down to the chat room, which is part of the Blog Talk system. You can invite your family and friends, and even though it's towards your family and friends, to listen to the show at the same link where you might be listening to it live now. You want to chat with them about it. And the other thing you can do is come join us over on Facebook at Purpose Talk Radio or Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Group, which at that point, we do have and allow comments after the show on a post that is pinned to the top of that group that highlights the particular show and what we're doing with it. Now that stays pinned there until the next show comes about, or we think about it and change it. So you've got all those opportunities to come join us and be a part of what's happening. So I think that is most of the housekeeping kind of stuff. You know, we haven't been as consistent. Why? Because school, moving, changing life, lots of things that you're kind of going to actually hear about a little bit of it today as we talk on how to find some peace and balance in life. Because you know what? I have had to kind of go to an extreme on it myself. And I thought maybe folks could benefit from hearing some of the things that I've done, that I've been able to accomplish here over the last maybe 3 months, because I've been really fairly quiet about it all for a variety of reasons. And the reasons at this point actually don't matter. What matters is that I was able to make some huge, huge changes in my life at this point. I guess the first part about it is I have moved, absolutely uprooted 31 years of my life, and now am in a new home, a new apartment, a new, totally all over the place, actually. Moved from being in, like I said, the same place that I moved out of my parents' home when I was just in my 20s. It was the first place I moved outside of college dorm to be away from my parents and my childhood home. And I lived there and stayed there till very recently. And that, you know, that was pretty hard stuff, hardcore. And I did it during the time of this pandemic. And people are like, how could you? What? Yeah, no way. You know, all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, I have to say, you know, the pandemic has actually been quite nice to me. I got what was supposed to be a temporary part-time job back in February because a family needed some help with caregiving with an adult son who has special needs and is low verbal. And I started helping out there. Got the opportunity to turn it into from a volunteer job to an actual job, which was pretty cool. Very different, very unexpected, not something I thought I would be doing, especially with school going on and moving into an internship the summer and into now. But the amazing thing is it's at the same, it's allowing me to do the job. I do my internship on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. I stay do the overnight job on Sunday night, Thursday night. It made itself, it presented itself to me and made it an opportunity that I never would have expected, which means there was a little more income than normal, which means I was able to have money for a deposit. You know, 31 years ago, just, you know, you don't even want to know. My deposit was extremely low compared to the rent I'm paying right now. I was paying when I left, about half of it. whereas the deposit on the new place was 3 times the deposit of the old place. So, and I had to double, not because I didn't have credit, but which is what I was afraid was going to happen. It actually was so because I didn't have credit. Pretty weird situation, huh? Very, very strange. Very strange, I must say. So, here we go. You know, it is what it is. And we go from there. We go from there. And so, finding that transition and all of that went on, you know what? It was not peaceful. I'm going to be real honest with you. It was arguing, you know, it was having a major discussion with the landlord with whom I live, was living under. They've had a bit of a challenge. There have been a bit of a challenge with me for a while now. They've not made repairs and things that maybe they should have, and therefore ended up trying to pin them on someone other than themselves. And that's okay. I'm a scapegoat. You know what? They probably wanted more rent. I can't say any more than that right now. Whatever it was, whatever the reason, you know what? It was an incentive that I needed to move, to change. Literally, to make a change in my life that I hadn't done before. I don't think I would have done it otherwise. I would have waited at least another year till graduation. Then I might have waited till I had my hours and had been certified as a counselor. You know, so it might have been another 2-3 years before I moved. Maybe it would have been next summer when I hopefully had a job. You know, but whatever it was, it was not really what I was expecting to do. Not a chance. Not a chance at all. And that's okay. You know, at first I was kind of a little bitter about it. I was hard pressed to figure out what to do. But you know what? It was a step-by-step process. And that's how we find our peace and our balance in life. It's a step-by-step process. That's it. That's all it takes. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's like baby steps. You know, we do these things, and then we say, now what? Right? We stop and we wait. If we wait for something to happen, it may not. It may not ever happen. For us. However, if we instead let's push ourselves just a little bit. We might discover how easy it is actually to make that change. Well, that was fun. I found out that I just connected about the same time I said, you know what? The call-in number that I have had for this show for about 9 years has apparently changed. And I just found out about that as I tried to call in with my phone to check on it. So that was very interesting. So we need to update that phone number. That, like I said, after years and years of putting this out there, is no longer correct. Apparently, the new number is, for anyone who would like to call in, is 563-999-3091. Yes, very, very interesting. So the new number for calling in, if you'd like to be a part of this show, is 563-999-3091. I will be talking to Blog Talk Radio about that as to why and how that got changed after 9 years, eight plus years of being a part of the show. Because it is a fairly significant change when you're the host of the show and you can't even get to your own show because you don't know something changes. There we go. Transition. Peace. Balance. And what can I do about that? I can just take one deep breath, let it out, and move on. Because you know why? Like a lot of stuff in our lives right now, we don't have real control. We can't change it. It just exists. It's just there. You know, there is a virus going on. We know that. In the United States, there's an election that really is not yet determined. No matter what people think, yes, we elected someone. We did a popular vote. December 14th, there will be an electoral vote. There will be a decision made on that day. And you know what? No matter who you voted for, and I don't care. That is not part of this discussion, and we'll say that right now. This is not a political show. It is not going to go there. It is not going to happen. And if you start that discussion, we'll delete posts, just to be real honest with you. However, no matter who you voted for, you've cast your vote, and now you have to wait. There is no other answer to that. You just have to wait. A wait and see game. We have that a lot in our lives. You know, even something as simple as they say, water boiling. You know what? You put the pot on the stove. You turn on the gas or the electric or the whatever you're using to heat it up with. And you wait. You're not going to rush the system. It's not going to go any faster. In fact, you know, the old joke is, you know, what happens to a pot of water when you watch it? You know, it's not going to boil any faster. In fact, it probably will seem like it boils slower. It takes more time. So, you know, you just wait and be at peace, knowing that you've done your civic duty if you voted, or that you made a decision not to if you didn't. And that's okay. Whatever decision you made is yours. And now we wait, peace, and we stay balanced. Because you know what? If we don't, what's going to happen, and I can pretty much guarantee it, because I've watched it happen, is you're going to find yourself suffering physical consequences, mental consequences, having arguments with people that you in the past didn't have arguments with, and shutting down your life even more into isolation than you may because of COVID. Simple. Very simple. I know. People want to argue with that. But you know what? It's proven time and time again with past elections with things when people go through hardships of any kind, when people have dealt with tsunamis, tornadoes, earthquakes, all this stuff too, when they go through those hardships and don't find a peace, balance, not necessarily a peace, but a balance in their life to be able to try to start again, their life gets more and more confined and more confused. So we need to find that balance. We need to find that peace to move on. Now, we have people in other countries that are dealing with other things right now. You're dealing with your own various elections, other ones that are going on. You're dealing with your own crises of war or poverty or whatever. So this is not just a United States issue. I guarantee it. There's various things across the board. All right. So I don't want to be a lecture, but I want to say, you know, what's most, one of the most important things to me in my personal life is trying to find the positive, the good, the ways to turn around things when they seem to be going against us. Is it always possible? Sometimes it's really, really tough. I'll be honest. It can be really tough. And there's other times where it's like, oh man, why did I ever think that way? And it's real easy to turn it around. But I think most of us crave, even those who are introverts, most of us crave some kind of connection to other people. And people who think like us, who act like us, and who just get us. And if we're going to argue about wearing a mask or not, and again, I'm not going to go there. I personally fully believe that, you know, those masks need to be worn right now. And I know people hate it. I hate it. I've got asthma, or, you know, as the doctors tell me. But I don't want to spread something to someone else, and I don't want to spread something to me. I work with a very vulnerable population for any kind of illness. And I sure as heck don't want to be the one that might carry something to them. And I don't want to carry something home to my friends, because some of them don't understand the idea of wearing a mask. Physically, mentally, do not get it or can't do it. You know, to try to put something like that on their face, if they're in some of their physical, can't happen. You know, they say that children under 3 don't have to wear a mask for a reason, because they don't get it. They just don't get it. And it's very hard to explain to them. And we have some folks that kind of are on that level where I am. So I have to take the responsibility. I have to be at peace with myself that says, all right, I'm taking this responsibility for me and for them. And I make my own peace with that. And when I'm away from them, yes, I can take the mask off. I can be by myself. And we all can do that in our own homes, in our own lives. So, okay, so let's talk about a couple of ways to find the peace and the balance. I want to start with one that's pretty common and pretty well known to many people. Prayer and meditation. Very simple. Very normal. Very everyday for some people. And maybe not for other people. And so, for those it's not, that's okay. You know, if you don't have a spiritual practice, this might not be an option for you. If you do, this can be part of your spiritual practice. For me, I've learned over the years, prayer is asking for something, meditation is waiting for the answer and listening for the answer, and then moving to that. For me, sometimes I'll hear the answer and I'll go, oh, that can't be right. No, I didn't hear that. That wasn't right. That wasn't the case. And then I might hear it a second time. Very similarly. Even this move, I'll be honest, the first time I heard, you know, okay, it's time to move. I thought, oh God, no way. I have got so much stuff. I don't have time for this. I am in the midst of an internship, or a practicum, and I'm going into a new school year, and I'm going to the end of my school year, and I've got all these exams to study for, and wait a minute, it's not time yet, because maybe I was moving to another state, and maybe I'm not, and what am I going to do with all this stuff? Okay, that was my not being at peace. And then I'm like, okay, so what if? What if I started looking at this? Okay, then blew it off for a while. It was probably a year ago that some of that started. Like, okay, it's time to start getting rid of some things. Because eventually, you know, if I move by my parents, I'm going to have a lot of this stuff gone. Because I sure as heck am not hauling it over to another state. It's not happening. It's too expensive to do that. So I started getting rid of some things. But not really thinking about the move, just thinking about, now do I really need this? Nah, maybe I got too many bees, too much of that. I don't fit in that anymore. Why am I keeping it here? You know, this kind of clothes, that kind of thing. Stuff like that. That's what started. Okay, fine. Heard it a second time. Uh-oh. That second time. That brings up a little more distress sometimes, but I have to stop and breathe through it and go, okay, to me it's a God voice that says, oh, well, maybe it's real. Yeah, I think I got to really buckle down here and start making some motions in that direction. And folks, I'm going to tell you, if I hear it a third time, it feels like a 2x4 across the head going, I told you so, you got to get going now. You know, and sometimes I just laugh because it's like, I knew it. I knew it. I just wasn't listening. I was trying to ignore it. I was taking the balance out of my life. But you know what? If I can get to doing something the second time I hear it, oh, man, you know what? You know how things fall into place so easily. You know, I'll give you another example. I'll give you a good example of that. When I went to school, when I decided way back to go to interpreting school, I thought that was what I was supposed to do. I listened, I waited, I did the prayer and meditation stuff on it, and it seemed like that was a route to take, knowing that I was going into, quote unquote, my goal. The goal, as I heard it, was a deaf ministry. Okay, I heard that right. I heard it right a couple of times. And still believe I heard it right. I just chose to take my own path on it instead of asking what's the right path. So fine. I chose the path. I started moving. And you know what? I got student loans. I got into place. I got the test that I needed. In fact, the actual test that was supposed to be given was already done, so I technically shouldn't have gotten in. They did an actual override of that because I'd been signing for years and could prove it, so I didn't really need the level of what they needed. They did an outside, came in, I went in to meet with the people who did the testing on a separate occasion that was specially arranged. It was amazing. It was just amazing how it worked out. And I was successful. Student loans came into place. I placed in the class. I was able to get registered in a very short period of time. The classes were open that I needed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When I changed the counseling, again, it really was a little past the time. You know, I'm going into grad school from undergrad. I needed to collect my grades from all the schools I'd had before. I had to write an essay of why I was changing careers at this point in my life, why I wanted to get into grad school. I had to, again, apply for financial aid because there's no way in the school I was going to that I was going to pay for it outright. There were two options for schools. There was one that would be an online or move school if I wanted to do it in person. And there was one locally that's a private school. I got to tell you, if I had to make the choice again, I would choose again private school. And the expense does not matter. The environment, the feeling, the being there, the community itself has been absolutely amazing. I was really concerned about going back to school again after years of not being there. But I found my peace in following that path. In listening to that internal voice, listening to the external voice I got through the meditation, and moving forward. So, okay, that's one place. That's one way to do it. For me, for some others, sometimes watching movies, listening to music are great ways to find your peace. One of the classes I'm doing now is expressive therapies. There is any number of arts people can do that find their way to a balance and a peace and an understanding. Some people dance, some listen to music, some watch movies or TV shows. Maybe they're frivolous things. Maybe they're podcasts that give them, you know, some real meat. Some people draw, paint. You know, one of my songs is "We're All an Artist If We Find Our Media." You know, some people create with hair or clothing, and that's their outlet. That's the way they find an internal peace. Whatever it is, whatever you can do that's outside of your day-to-day time constraint things, can find you peace. For some people, on the other hand, for some people having a pretty rigid structure in their life, knowing exactly where they're going, when they're doing it, what time they're doing, what it's going to take, that brings peace and balance to them. You get to find out for yourself which that's going to be. And I'm sure you know it by now. Anybody that's over about age 10, 12, has probably discovered what brings them peace, what balances out their life. And you know what? Some people, because of COVID, they found it more. I have several friends that found lots of art that they can do, that they'd forgotten how calming it was for them. My friend Davney has like done a show. She created art. She went back to something that she just used to love and hasn't done in years and created an art show. And she had an art show during COVID. It's just before it. But she's got a whole lot new stuff now. My friend Tracy has always been an artist. She's created things like angels and clothing and this kind of stuff that's just amazing. She's had more opportunity to create. Does she wish she could sell more because she's lost out because of not being able to do shows? Sure, both of them have. But you know what? They've been able to still be at peace with their creating. And know that when this is over, man, they're going to have a stock. Myself and my photography. Going out and being in nature. You know what? I don't have to wear the mask out there if I'm the only one around. I can walk around the park. I can watch the sunset and watch the sunrise. Well, yeah, if I can get up early enough, haha. For me, that's not an option. For some people, it is. Have you ever just sat and watched the sun come up or sun come down? Not doing anything else. It's amazing how just before the sunrise, if you haven't done it, I really put it out there to you as a suggestion of calming. Because especially if you're like over the lake or someplace where you can really see the horizon level for you. You know, it sits there and the color comes up and it comes up and it comes up. And you sit there and wait and like, where's the sun? I know it's there somewhere. That color is just, it's getting brighter and brighter. But there's no ball of fire that's known as the sun. And then it'll get brighter and brighter and just extend out there. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, a rabbit popping out of a magic hat, poof, that ball of fire will appear over the horizon. And most times the color that you would have seen before that disappears. And you see this bright ball of fire instead. You know, that anxiety. I think that anxiety is it's kind of like a lot of things in our life. We wait, we wait, we wait for something to happen. And then poof. Then we find our calm. And we're waiting for COVID to go away. And I bet you, you know, when it is, hopefully, we'll be real calm. You know, it's kind of that same thing. What's waiting over the horizon? Just waiting to see that. We know it's coming. It'll be here. So watching the sunrise, same thing with the sunset. You know, you watch it, you watch it. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere. The colors change. You see those little bright ball there. See the colors. Watch the colors as it goes down. And all of a sudden, it's like, poof. It's dark. It disappears. And then we can look up and we can see the stars and pretend that we're in a part of that galaxy. You know? And I walked away from art and talking about art with that. That's okay. So we can be artists. You know, we can find that thing that we can celebrate. Right now, this weekend is something that I really resonate with. It's called positive music with Empower Music and Arts. If you are looking for something that's upbeat, that'll make you think, that will motivate you, I highly suggest you join them at their conference tomorrow night online. Empower Music and Arts and the Positive Music Awards, where they award 6 different people, because of the 6 different categories that they find that they give musicians. And I'm going to tell you, most musicians are independent artists. They're not ones that are, you know, mainline pop. So the website would be empowerma.com. And you can get them there. You find them on Facebook, too. They've been running a poster on their Facebook page for a while. And a lot of those artists, too, have been doing free concerts all along. The David Roth, the Harold Paynes, Daniel Namod has been doing concerts from the very beginning. Free concerts for people to express the music, the power behind it. And it's just relaxing again. You know, it's not something that's going to be rocking and rolling, shaking your, you know, the insides of you because the bass is too loud. For me, that doesn't work. For some people, you know what? That pounding of their car, the music, the radio in their car so that the whole car shakes, that's relaxing and balancing to them. And some people backfiring their car, that works too. And it was outside my window here. You heard it. So yeah, find some music. Color. Rating. Needlepoint. Any of those kinds of things. I would highly suggest some of those as well. All right. So if none of those want to work for you, I'm going to give you one more. And it's one of the things I enjoy. I was debating whether I was going to do this or not, but I think I'm going to, which is a guided meditation. And if you're listening either live or in the archive, please make sure that before you do this, you are in a place where you are able to safely listen and do it, be a part of it. So, find yourself a very comfortable position where you can either lie flat or you can put your feet flat on the ground. Oh, I'll give you one more. Walking exercise. That's a great way to balance also and find the peace. It kind of sends the endorphins going and, you know, just as it does when you kind of hug somebody. Yep, so that walking, that grounding, you're putting your feet on the ground. It's still warm enough in many areas to put your feet on the ground without your shoes and socks. Some places, not so much anymore because you got the snow. But, you know, it's a way to literally ground and balance yourself. So whatever way is comfortable for you, I'm going to invite you to take a couple of deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Or again, whatever way is comfortable for you. And I'm going to do a couple of things. Many people have and are familiar with chakras, which are different parts of your body, balance. And the only reason I want to do that is because most of us find there is one part of our body that really, when we are stressed, we hold that stress in particular parts of our body. You know, I personally end up holding it in my shoulders. I'm finding out recently that I hold it in my lower back as well, because I've been having some issues there. And, you know, with all those, some people hold it in our chest or their throat, especially if you don't say anything. When you're feeling stressed out, especially if you think other people are causing that stress for you. Yeah. So we're going to go through some of that. Again, keep breathing easily. And I invite you to close your eyes as we go through this. And then at the end, we're going to do an actual visualization. You get to play a little bit in your thought processes. So we won't focus too long on the chakras, but we'll get the bed balance first. So the very root of our being, at your tailbone, is what's called the root chakra. And if you think of it as the color red and a little ball right at the tailbone, if you think of that area and you think of that little ball, if it's not quite round, in your mind's eye, create a round ball. Let that being, that entity in your body, be just a very gentle round shape. As you breathe in, again, and breathe out, saying the words, I am. I am. I am. Now, the next area is what we call the sacral. And it's right at the pit of your stomach. For most people, the sexual organ area. And it's the color yellow. Or orange, excuse me. It's the color orange. So again, think of that in that area. And if that is not a nice round smooth ball, Let your mind's eye create it. To be round and smooth. And as you breathe in and out, remind yourself with the words, I feel. I feel. Third time. I feel. Then an area many people know about real well is the solar plexus, right there at the pit of your stomach. A lot of us carry our tension there as well. You know, we end up with stomach aches and digestive issues if we're not balanced there. And that solar plexus is the color yellow. And as we take a deep breath in and out, thinking of the words, I do. I do have peace and balance in my life. I do. I do. And we move up into our heart area, which is the color green. Again, creating a calming round spot right in our heart area. And echoing the words, I love. And I love peace and balance. I love. I love. And then right at their throat is the throat chakra. Imagine that. And many of us, if we don't say what we're thinking, we don't get that out. And not in an argumentative way, but in a matter-of-fact way. Because arguing causes other problems. But if we state in our own way, with love, with grace, with all the other balanced part of us, with our throat, as we turn that into a very beautiful blue ball, that energy is right there. With the words, I speak. I speak. Peace and balance. I speak. And a third time, I speak. And we're moving up into our body, right to our brow, our forehead. And the color on that is known as an indigo, kind of a combination between a blue and a purple. Just above our eyebrows. Some people call it the third eye. That mental connection that we make to life. And that color again, rounding it out, making it connect to the rest of our body and the rest of the chakras in our body. With the words, I see. And I see peace and balance. I see. I see. And then we come to the top of our head, known as the crown chakra, the connection to a power beyond ourselves for many people. That's the connection they need to c- connect to that power. And the words for that would be, I know. So I know peace and balance. I know. Breathing in again and out. I know. So I'd like you to connect all of those pieces of energy together. And we're going to go down the body one more time. Just thinking of the areas and the substances that they create. And we'll come back up saying those affirming words. So we start at the crown chakra. Violet color and the crown. Move down to our forehead and the third eye, color indigo. And connecting them like a string runs through them. And tweaking that round ball of energy, each one of them. And down to the throat and the blue. And the green of the heart. And the yellow of the solar plexus. Orange of sacral, and the red of the root. And let that root chakra go down into the ground below you. Let it be the floor, the chair, down into that space of full grounding and full balance. And as we come up again, we will say the affirming words for peace and balance. So at that root, I am peace and balance. Moving up to the sacral. Did three times, excuse me. I am peace and balance. I am peace and balance. And moving up to the sacral. I feel peace and balance. I feel peace and balance. I feel peace and balance. And up to the solar, I do peace and balance. I do peace and balance. I do peace and balance. Out of the heart, I love peace and balance. I love peace and balance. I love peace and balance. Up into the throat area, I speak peace and balance. I speak peace and balance. I speak peace and balance. And then coming up into the third eye, middle of your forehead, I see peace and balance. I see peace and balance. I see peace and balance. And the top of your head, the crown chakra. I know peace and balance. I know peace and balance. I know peace and balance. And as all of those colors and all of that balance and all that peace comes up through your body, take one great deep breath, bringing it up from your toes all the way up through the top of your head, and feeling that energy combined. is bringing it up and covering you with a wonderful protection that you truly know you have the peace and balance at this time, no matter what is happening around you. No matter what you are dealing with. Let it come out of the top of your head and come down around you and create a beautiful space, a white space of light and protection as it comes down around the sides of your body. You might even put your hands out and draw that energy from the top of your head out to the sides of your body. And see if you can feel that energy, as you probably can. And know that by putting that bubble around you, if you have to do it a couple times to solidify it, go right ahead. Know that putting that bubble around you lets anything you want to go out, go out, and yet protects you from anything that's coming in that shouldn't be there. That is your peace and your balance going forward. And you can take on this energy. You can take on this meditation and these thoughts in just a couple of seconds quickly when you need them. I'll go through it with a longer time period. At any time, come back to this recording. And hang on to that energy. Know that your hands going out to it are not going to pop it, break the energy. It's going to stay there for as long as you're willing to keep it there. And it is a protection for you going forward from anything that might try to get in to break your energy and challenge that peace. And feel the edges of that bubble very carefully around you. And as you come back into the room and out of the meditation, gently open your eyes, lift your hands with your palms up, almost like a surrender. Open your hands and grab onto any energy you might need to go into your wrists, your hands, your arms. Drop it down to your feet if you need to, so that you are always walking on peace and balance of life. And as you open your eyes, be aware of what's around you and what else you might be able to latch on to use as a reminder to keep yourself peaceful. Maybe there's a favorite plant, animal, trinket that you have around your home that you can use as your balancing as well. Have an eyeball of that thing. And tell yourself that that is always going to be your grounding unit. So as we go through this all, you know, there's a lot of things that are trying to take us right now away from that balance and peace. We have the choice to be there, to hang on to the good or to let the negativity come into our lives. I prefer to choose the peaceful and to keep my health at bay. And not my health at bay, any illness at bay. I keep health inside of me. I do things that will keep myself healthy and wise. And straight thinking, because you know what? Oh, man. When I get stressed out, oh, I can't think straight for anything. And I've done it. I've used all kinds of excuses. I've done good stuff at school. I've done all kinds of stuff. And I can't sleep straight. I don't get the hours of sleep I need. I don't do any of that. And it really messes with me. And I think it messes with a lot of people. So, you know? Oh, even the Purpose Talk Radio conversations, I put in an affirmation. And we just put those affirmations out there to the world and to ourselves. And so I will post those in the group as well. If you have any comments, please feel free to make them. Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. You can send me an email if you want. It's Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. And, you know, I invite you to send me topics, if you'd like, of what we can do for Purpose Talk Radio going forward, or Positive Talk Radio going forward. I'd love to hear it. I just saw something that someone put in here back in October, and I missed it. Yeah. There are a lot of people who are friends of this group. Again, you know, the positive music tonight. I just saw that Krista Bell had put something back in September. I don't know how I missed it. October, about something called Dreamscape, about symbolism in our lives. Maybe you've seen it. You know, drumming, walking outside, any of that. I wish you luck. And you know what? If nothing else, find something that you can use to laugh. Because I guarantee you, you can't stay upset if you're laughing at a little baby. That's laughing at just about nothing. Or getting some of those videos where the dog is licking the baby's face and the baby's just laughing. Those will do it. So folks, you know, Purpose Talk Radio again is here to help us live our purpose at any time. And to live in a positive life. Positive attitude. And that's not to say we won't have challenges, because we will. It's just, what do we do with them, and how do we let them not destroy us? So again, the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. And until next time, folks, I wish you all, you could be the very best you can. I wish you all peace and balance and soul blessings. Please feel free to share this audio with anybody that you think might be able to use it. And enjoy the rest of your day, your week, your life, your month, as we move forward, being who we are in this world.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.